Hey, Dan Washville here. Actually dialing in a Hacker Public Radio episode. I know it's been a while, but I noticed I had a voice recorder on my phone and figured, what the hell, let's give it a shot, see if this works out. And if you're listening to it, it is working out. Now, I'm not going to continue on with my boot series or my licensing series. That'll be for the new year. I apologize for the delay on there, but real life gets in the way. But what I am going to briefly talk about is a wonderful utility under Linux for mounting removable media in particular as a non-root user. Now, a lot of distributions these days, like Ubuntu, Fedora, and everything, have auto-mount capabilities, particularly when under GNOME or KDE, and I think even XFCE does this to an extent. But let's say you're in a situation where you don't want to use those heavier window managers. You want to use something, and desktop environments, you want to use something more like Fluxbox or OpenBox or any of the other wonderful window managers that are have a very small footprint and lightning quick and just as good as the other ones, I think. One of the capabilities that you'll probably lose is auto-mounting capabilities. So if you plug in your USB mass storage device or pop that CD-ROM in a CD-ROM drive or DVD, it won't pop up on your desktop. A lot of those lighter weight window managers slash environments don't have a desktop with icons on them either. So how do you get your devices to mount without having to set your FSTAB directory up or file up and include all the users and all that information that you want? A very simple, there's an application called T-Mount available for just about every distribution. Slackware users, it's in an SBO package from Chess Griffin. Get that. Google search that. I don't know what the hell the link is. I'll include it in the notes, I guess. But T-Mount allows you to mount removable storage devices as a user. And it will automatically create the necessary mount point for you in slash media, so that all you need to do is pass the device parameter to PMount and it will take care of the rest. Mount it as your user, be completely accessible as your user, and you'll be happy as a clam. Now, once you get PMount installed, chances are you're going to want to configure it and add some extra parameters, and that's what the /pmount.allow file is for, particularly setting up what device types can be mounted by standard users. Now, you know, so if you plug in your USB mass storage device, your FireWire device, or whatever, and for some reason you get the error message, can't mount it because it's not a removable storage device, what that generally means is that it can't mount it because it's not technically allowed for you to mount that device, so you will have to go in and add that device to the /pmount.allow file. And that's as simple as listing the devices that you want in there on a separate line. So you don't have to provide the dev and the full pass. So for instance, you could just put in SB, SB1, SB2, SB3, SC, SC. SB, I'm sorry, SDB1, SDB2, SDB3, SDC, SDC1, SDC2, SDC3, and so on. Now, you might be saying, well, why would I want to put SDB as opposed to the partition or whatever's on there, like SDB1? Some devices don't have clearly defined partitions, particularly VFAT devices. I have an Insignia media device that mounts right as SDB and no separate partition number. So, just be aware of that. The best way to find out what your device is being recognized as when you plug it in, if you're at all confused, is just do a D message. You should see a couple of lines that it recognizes a mass storage device and it's waiting for it to settle down. And then it will dump out a device for you in the D message file, and you just P mount that right there. then when you're ready to unmount the device, simply run TUMOUNT and the path to the device. Now remember, unlike the mount command, the general mount command, you cannot provide the mount point and have it mounted. It will cough at you and say, no, 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 you must provide a device. So whereas if you had your, let's say, floppy device set up under the FSTAT to be mounted by your user account, and you pop a floppy disk in, you can mount that by typing mount /dev/fd0, or you can mount it, let's say you had it set up under the media directory as /media/floppy. And either one of those commands will use the mount via options in FSTAT to mount the device. You cannot do that with PMount. You always have to use only the device, and no other parameters are required. So for PMount and PUMount, it's always the device, not the mount point. All right, I hope that's helpful to some people. PMount is a fantastic utility, and check it out and enjoy. And enjoy those lightweight desktop environments and Window Manager. Openbox for the win! And don't forget about Window Maker. Wonderful, wonderful Window Manager. Have a happy. Bye-bye. And just another note, before you could actually use PMount as a user, you have to make that user a member of the Plug Dev group, that's PLUGDEV, which will be created upon the installation of PMount. And that's as simple as using your distribution's preferred method for managing users and putting them in the groups, or just on the command line using a user mod with the -G and Plug Dev as the name of the group, and the username, which will modify the user. All right? And, of course, once the user is added to the group, you will have to log out and log back in as that user for the changes to take effect. You should be able to use PMount then to your heart's content.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.